We're on side four of the record on KUOW. It's a double album. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. With its competitive prices and vast inventory, Amazon is a fierce rival for local independent bookstores. This past week, that rivalry got very personal. Amazon set up a booth about 20 feet down the hall from University Bookstore Branch in the Hub, the University of Washington Student Union Building. The booth showcased something called Amazon Student, a membership service that offers deals to students through Amazon. Some of those deals are on textbooks. Paul Zuchowski is associate director of the Hub. He says the Hub often allows companies like Amazon to set up booths to advertise their services to students. Those booths are usually set up on the first floor, not on the ground floor where university bookstores located. Zuchowski says allowing this change was a mistake and is not likely to happen again, but the booth did serve as a glaring reminder of Amazon's looming threat to brick-and-mortar stores like University Bookstore. Louise Little is CEO of University Bookstore. Hello. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Whoops. We'll turn on your mic, and that will be even better. In general, how would you characterize the way Amazon treats its competition in the book business?
Well, they certainly no holds barred from their perspective. And I also want to just say that from a standpoint of competition, we're open to the competition. They've been competing against us openly for many years now. I think what really stood out about this particular incident was the way that they physically, the promotion that they had blocked the entrance to our business for a period of about 2 hours, which we felt was extremely inappropriate. And that was what we took issue with.
A lot of students say that the reason that they might shop on Amazon is that books are cheaper than you can sell them at university bookstore. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
I think that's the perception. We have tried to be very transparent about the way that we promote our textbooks, and we actually have on our site a way of allowing students to actually compare the prices of their textbooks with any number of our competitors, Amazon included. And despite that, we still see about two-thirds of those students return to the bookstore to buy their books.
We did a quick search, and we found an economics textbook by Paul Krugman for sale at $263. It's incredibly mm-hmm. expensive at U Bookstore. We could find that book for about $100 less on Amazon. You could also rent it. Mm-hmm. And do you have something that competes with a rental textbook service?
We sure do. We do offer textbooks for rent in our store. We also have offered it online and are in transition right now, but that will come back.
One thing that I remember when I'm thinking about textbooks is about 2 years ago, there was a very large store that set up shop mm-hmm. across the street from University Bookstore. It was called Book Kennel, I
yes.
believe, trying to compete with you. Why did that fail where a place like Amazon still stays in business and thrives?
Well, Amazon's a very different business model. I think many people are familiar with Amazon Marketplace, which really is a collection of individuals who are selling their products. So, for example, the book that you looked at could really be coming from one person who has that book to sell. They don't have the typical expenses a brick-and-mortar store has when they're purchasing books or any kind of product. The Book Kennel, I cannot really speak to because I didn't really see all that they were doing, but the way that they were running their business, they just couldn't continue.
What is the relationship of University Bookstore to the University of Washington?
Well, we were organized or set up in 1900 when students needed a way of buying their books at that time that wasn't available in the area. So we began by two students opening up shop next to the president's office. And in 1932, we were incorporated. That money was used to build the Alaska Airlines Arena, what I know as Heck Ed. And in 1964, we became a trust. So we are a separate entity, independent of the university. And our mission is to serve and benefit the students, faculty, and staff of the university. And each year we return about $1 million.
So you are not a for-profit venture?
We are for-profit, but I would characterize our business as operating more like a nonprofit.
meaning that you're not making that big a margin.
We
of
are
profit.
Not. No.
So in this era of online vendors such as Amazon, what do you offer potential patrons that Amazon cannot?
Well, we're very proud of what we offer our students. We offer first of all, one of the things we'll guarantee is we work with faculty to make sure that we have the right book. So you are guaranteed that you have the right book that your faculty member has ordered on our shelf. Then we also have rental. We have digital. You can shop online with us. We also offer buyback. And then there is that all-important rebate that we offer as well.
Louise Little is University Bookstore CEO, and last week Amazon ticked off a kerfuffle by setting up a table just outside the University Bookstore branch in the Student Union Building, the Hub. Thanks so much for coming in today, Louise.
Thank you for having me.
With Ross Reynolds, it's The Record. I'm R.C. Silman.